Happy National Prayer Day. Stay prayed up.
God bless you.
Some people have asked me what I would do if a woman asked me to cut my hair. And first, I do not believe that it is very likely that any woman would ask me to do that, because it is now 2024, not 1924.
Taste that honey sauce. Taste the goodness of a biscuit with that honey sauce.
Happens is if I don't vape or I don't zen, I'll get withdrawals.
Okay.
I'll get a nicotine withdrawal. It's not fun.
They also studied the way gay and straight people talk.
Hi, nice to meet you. I ride a skateboard.
Sounds straight to me.
And is straight.
Hey there, I ride a scooter.
Gay.
I'm looking for a cute boyfriend I could buy a car for and a PS5 for. I just got my income tax, so hit me up. Looking for a boyfriend.
Chef Mike here. And tonight, it's a food review video.
Yo guys, so I'm at Target. My mom just said that Choco Taco still exists. I looked at the ice cream section and there wasn't any.
Ding, 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 ding. Boom. Okay. Missile launch.
Listen, you son of a bitch. What the fuck's your problem? You want to sit here and say that I'm a goddamn fucking Russian? You get in my face with that, I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch.
I don't think I'll be on Instagram anymore or come on here anymore because I can no longer tolerate or handle not being allowed to post comments I want to on Facebook or Instagram.
Lots of Asian noises. Welcome to Dudes R Us. Fuck you if you don't like it. We can't be stopped. Fuck Cleve, fuck Ron by Zynga Zynga. Fuck everyone, we don't care. We love you. Enjoy the episode and subscribe. Ya baba baby.
My least favorite.
How is he your least favorite?
Dude's thing sucks, dude. It's just the same song over and over again.
Dude, he's way better than any of the other guys.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
You like him less than Tony P?
Probably.
What? Mm. Why? Just because he uses the same song as his cooking intro?
Yep.
Dude, he's like staying on brand. Consistently on brand.
Yeah, that's his tagline, basically.
Yeah, he owns it.
I'd love to see you cook a frozen pizza better than him.
Shots fired. You ever cooked a frozen pizza, Pobs?
Yep.
He makes coffee better than fucking Starbucks, too.
Is that just the title of the video? Watch me make coffee better than Starbucks.
Did you comment let's go on a video?
No.
Come on, dude. No. How do you hate a person like that? He's like helpless.
Maybe that's why I hate him.
At least hate him when we get him to blow up, and then he gets too full of himself and
yeah, like, exactly.
Starts a men's rights thing or something.
Nope. The only one I like is Davis Clark's friend.
The Indian guy?
Yeah.
Davis Clark just
makes weird noises whenever
insanely
he's
insanely unlikable now. That was
I think
so
he cool. always was.
Oh yeah.
What do you think his difficult decision is?
Good Did he fail his fucking test?
I was wondering that, but I don't think he'd have the results yet. Didn't you say it was like 2 months?
One of you guys like cleaning a gun or something in the background?
What do you mean?
Oh, Aiden's using a grinder.
What? That's not me. That's Jared. Jared's like pulling out his mushroom capsules from his weird jar. What are you doing, dude?
Yeah, it's just loud.
Just fidgeting. Sorry.
It is a gun.
just cleaning my Glock.
Yeah, I'm just putting it by my temple and pulling it away and cleaning it.
Oh, speaking of that. Dude, that's a perfect set. Oh, is it too early to talk about John Barnett?
What is that? I gotta get on. You guys fill me in on this.
Did you do any looking into John Barnett, Pobs?
Nope, I have no idea what you're even talking about.
So he's the guy who worked for Boeing for like 30 years, who was the whistleblower reporting on all the like safety issues for why we talked a few weeks or a few pods ago where like Boeing had their like door fly off and shit like that. And he was basically the one saying that or telling, you know, whistleblowing that they've been cutting corners and changing the way they make planes and they're not safe and all this shit. So he was supposed to testify against Boeing in court on Saturday and he didn't show up. And so the judge sent police to his hotel to go get him. Couldn't find him in his hotel. Go find his truck in the parking lot. He is dead in his truck from a quote unquote self-inflicted gunshot wound in his truck in the hotel parking lot. The day before he was supposed to, probably happened the night before, but you know, right before he was supposed to testify against Boeing. And they think they say he killed himself, which is, you know, seems unlikely that that guy who's been, you know, actively advocating against them for years had like a weird conscience moment. And also if you're going to do it in the car, in the hotel parking lot, come on.
Yeah, no.
No one's doing it there. So,
I guess they'll measure that in the forensic side of things.
Measure like what?
Like where the splatter is and if someone was holding the gun to his head.
Yeah, the judge for the case has already said that they would continue because he was like the plaintiff, I guess. The judge was already like, wait, we're going to continue the case even though he's dead. So one wonders if Boeing did it because they were hoping the case would just get dismissed or whatever.
Damn it.
Yeah, they're like, fuck. Now fuck. We have to kill the judge now.
Now we have to kill ourselves.
But then also Boeing had like some shit go down this week, right?
With what?
Plane suddenly dropped in the sky.
Yeah.
What?
That was like 2 or 3 days ago, yeah.
Yeah, like literally couldn't have been a worse week for them. Other than that they have, at least at the moment, apparently gotten away with murdering an ex-employee.
What happened with the plane dropping out of the sky?
Don't know. I just saw the headline that like the plane dropped mid-flight. Just dropped like, you know, a few hundred feet.
Like definitely like thing, like stuff is not supposed to happen to planes. So, okay. So January, the door blew off the Alaska Airlines plane that was made by Boeing. And so they grounded all the 737s. And then when they inspected that plane, what was there? Like they failed like over 40% of the safety tests on the plane. So that sucks. This week, what was it? 50 people were injured when that plane, or it was like a plane engine caught fire. One of their plane engines caught fire and it had an emergency land.
Yep.
So yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. Boeing.
That's fucking sketchy.
So yeah, when you're you know, and they're what, they're down. I don't actually think they're down that much.
I mean, they've just been dropping.
Oh, they're down 21 points on the month to date. So that kind of sucks. Well, no, it's good because they seem like bad people.
Yeah. Oh yeah, big time.
Ooh, I should see if my flight on Monday is what kind of plane it is. Didn't think to look into that.
I don't even want to look into that, dude. Isn't it just certain airlines that use that?
Well, Boeing airplanes? I think Boeing airplanes are like the most common manufacturer.
No, the 737s.
Oh, good. It's a Boeing 737.
No way.
It literally is.
What airline is it?
Delta.
Oh, I just want to say this. Shout out our old boss who definitely called that post-pandemic there was going to be some fucked up airline shit going on. He was like, think about it. He's shutting everything down. They're not going to be able to like do the repairs they need to do. They're going to get backed up. Remember, we were flying on one of those new planes, and all of a sudden, the next time we went, the next like three times, it was all those real old ones, like the 80s model.
Yeah, that's the only ones I get now for some reason.
Probably because all the new ones are falling out of the sky.
Oh, fuck. Well, whatever.
That sucks, dude.
I was really hoping to look, and it would be like, yeah, of course it's not a Boeing. But bullshit. It's okay.
Now I gotta check. I gotta check which one that I'm taking now. It's probably the same plane.
Wait, where are you going?
I told you guys I was gonna be up there.
Oh, next on Monday?
Yeah. Oh, it is a 737.
It's nice knowing you guys.
That's crazy.
It's funny. I'm flying to Florida on Monday.
It's probably the same Friday. Plane.
Yeah.
737-900. That's interesting.
Well, you guys are going to fly past each other.
Oh, they're all 737s.
Yeah.
That's like every plane then in the sky.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think JetBlue flies any Boeing planes. But
fact check that right now.
This guy kind of looks like a crazy person.
Oh, John Barnett?
Yeah.
Yeah, JetBlue only flies Airbus and Embraer.
Stop flying Delta.
Just this was the one that got me where I needed to be when I needed to be there.
That sounds about right. You know?
Jano? Don't Jano?
Oh, isn't it the 737 MAX?
Yeah, but like, come on.
Yeah, it's the 737 MAXs.
Yeah, just because the 737s were built long enough ago that they still apparently had standards. But then you're like, I wonder if they've been like, I don't know. I don't fucking care, actually. It's not like they're crashing every day.
No, it's the ones that, the Max is the one that documentary was on. Is that the,
yep.
Has to be the one that Alaska was?
Yeah, it was. It was.
How about the airplane that just went missing, the Malaysia flight? Was that a, whatever these things are?
I don't know.
Boeing.
Yeah, it was a Boeing 737.
See, goes deeper, dude.
Alaska Airlines passenger tries to open the Boeing 737 three times. That's crazy. 9 hours ago.
Remember how Russia just shot a commercial airliner out of the sky and no one, and like everyone was just like, yeah, all right. It's Russia, though. We can't. They were like, ooh, whoops, we didn't mean to do that. And everyone was like, I mean, if we make a big deal out of it, you've got nukes, so I guess it's okay you did that.
Yeah, it's all good.
We good. We goody. We goody, Putin.
Why, when did that happen?
Didn't that, like, happen, like, during COVID? I don't know. They tried to blame it on Ukraine, but it was like, no, it's clearly Russian missiles. It's like a Russian surface to air missile, and they were like, look what Ukraine did. Yeah, it was another Malaysia airline. All 238 passengers and 15 crew were killed. Boeing 777 was lost about 15 kilometers from Ukraine-Russia border. When was this? July. Oh, this wasn't. Wait, what? July 17th, 2014? I feel like this happened recently.
That would have been during Crimea.
Yeah, I guess. Damn, I'm old. I'm old to just be like, didn't that happen last year?
Nope. That happened during the fucking Obama administration.
Crimea River.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right, Jared, we're good. We're not on the maxes unless you are.
No, I'm not. It's a 737-800.
Oh, this one's a 900.
I'll that care either way.
800 one they said was bad.
It's fine.
Oh,
it's
I just time. Read that 800 is worse than
flying a... Oh, they only fly gay board. People in the 800? That's their...
Yeah, that's what it says.
Sorry, dude.
That's what they only give out gay juice for drinks. Hey, would you like cranberry ginger ale?
We only have Sprite remixes, the tropical one.
Oh my god. American Dad's playing on all the TVs. You want to watch American Dad?
Fucking American Dad came on earlier on my TV and I was like, what is this shit?
Yeah, it's weird that they still make all those shows.
That one and Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers is decent. First few seasons was good.
Never watched an episode of that.
It's a good calming show.
Yeah. I heard good things. I don't know. It was out of Fox cartoon comedy by then.
Your Bob's on Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like it. That show's bad. It's like Young Sheldon. Show's terrible. You watched it. I don't understand people who are like, yeah, I can't wait to watch The Big Bang Theory.
I never really watched an episode of that either.
You don't even need to. You can watch the first 2 seconds of any episode that comes on your TV, and you can immediately tell it's bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably why I never watched any of it, because I was like, oh, this isn't going to be a good show.
Well, somehow it's the most popular TV show of basically all time.
I mean, what does that count for? Other than that, I guess those weirdos are probably rich now.
What's the most popular sitcom
of all time?
What's the GOAT sitcom?
Seinfeld.
What's the most watched? It's The Office, actually.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Really? That's surprising.
Pretty good.
Office.
That's a good show.
Pretty good. Well, this one's saying it's Friends. Oh. But that could just be an opinion piece, actually.
Pretty good.
I hope it's neither of those. Actually, I don't really have an opinion, because obviously, like, whatever the like most popular TV show of all time is, it's going to be something bad.
9, The Simpsons. 8, Rick and Morty.
No, fuck no.
7, Ugly Betty.
No one ever watched that 6, show.
6, Seinfeld.
I mean,
5, Modern Family.
Okay. That's the only one where I'd be like, that might 4, make sense.
The Big Bang Theory.
You're going too fast right now.
3, Futurama.
No.
2, Friends. And never 1 is The Office.
I mean, that's got to be like an opinion piece.
I mean, The Office is good. I didn't think it'd be over like Seinfeld.
I never watched it in order, so like I think there was like a plot that you're supposed to like care about.
That's hilarious.
The Office became the most streamed show of the year in 2020.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Futurama, man, I can't believe that's that high. That's number 3.
But I that's what I mean. Like, what are they basing this on? Like, you could make that argument for Futurama only because it got like canceled twice and like and then there was like fan campaigns. You could be like, people like it, or you could be like, it, you know, has this many people who have ever watched it, but that's because they've been making episodes for like 20 years.
Futurama is the highest ranking animated sitcom on this list. It's been on and off the air multiple times over the past couple decades. Due to its popularity, it was revived in 2023. 11th season.
That's crazy. I'm surprised they revived it again.
I watched it. Used to be on the cartoon block. It'd be like that. The Simpsons.
I didn't dislike it. It's just weird that there's like, you know, they still make new South Parks. I was watching that show in elementary school. It's just weird that like there's no one's ever just like, all right, this has been on for like 10 years. We're good.
Hey, South Park's gone a long way, dude. First few episodes are just about getting probed.
It was better then.
I don't think I believe you. I think that the new episodes are pretty good. It's been on for a long ass time, though.
Yeah, it has.
Never got into South Park.
I think I've seen probably every episode except for the ones that are on, like, Pegasus or Paramount or whatever the fuck the name of that streaming thing is.
Oh my god.
I wanted to see if TikTok worked. It still works, guys.
Is it banned?
I think the House of Representatives voted to ban it today. I don't think the Senate voted on it yet, so it's not official yet. But it'll
take another 4 years.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
What they're voting on is whether or not they're going to try to force the company to divest. They want the Chinese company to sell it off.
Oh, so you can still have TikTok, but the China won't own the app.
Correct.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
That doesn't make any sense. We're fucking another country and we're going to tell a business in China that they can't own their wildly popular app?
In America. Just their America. I mean, if you have to figure, if China were doing shady, you know, like espionage through TikTok, whether or not whether or not they directly own the app, like if they have to quote unquote divest, and then an American shell corporation that's run by Chinese Americans takes over that part. China's like good enough at computers to still do whatever they were going to do. But yeah, no, I mean, it's like the same thing with, what was it? It was like Arizona a couple weeks ago, like revoke these leases for Saudi Arabian farms that were like using too much water or something. We talked about this on pod, that how many, like, you were talking about that conspiracy theory that all these like Chinese people were taking over American farmland.
Mm-hmm. It's not even a theory. It's a real thing.
It's like that. Where you'd be like, you know what? I mean, you'd got to figure if there were truth to it, eventually the government would just come in and be like, you know what? We just got to do one of those sketchy government things we do every few decades. And like Chinese people don't get to own farms anymore.
Bill Gates doesn't get to own fucking anything.
That dude's dead.
Yeah.
He's got a body double. Fake Bill Gates puppet.
So you think Zuck's going to get TikTok?
I'll let my daughter back down.
There's no way they can do that. If JetBlue and Spirit Airlines can't merge, they would never let Facebook buy TikTok.
I mean, they bought everything else. They bought Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like that would be. I mean, not surprising. Shouldn't say that would be very surprising to me if they allowed that, but that would be pretty fucked up if they allowed that.
Okay.
Just in terms of like, if our antitrust laws mean anything, you got to figure that's something they wouldn't be cool with. Because then who's bigger than, like, who could possibly compete with Facebook? Like, who, or Meta, I should say, who's got the reach?
When they bought Vine, that was the worst mistake ever.
Didn't Twitter buy Vine?
I thought it was Instagram. Maybe it was Twitter, yeah.
But either way, yeah, Vine was cool until it got bought, and then they were like, we're going to make it a thing.
They ended it. They just killed it.
Yeah, they just killed it. They were like, we kind of already offer this, so we just want you to use the service that always existed. And everyone was like, no, we didn't use that for a reason. Did you use Vine, Pobs?
I did use Vine, yep.
Vine was the best.
There were some good ones on there. What I really miss is original YouTube.
Mm.
I think that was the best.
Pre-monetization YouTube, when people just did it for the love of it.
Well, pre-everything, pre-ads.
Yeah.
I remember when YouTube first became a thing, and I was like, why the fuck would anybody ever watch this shit? Now I probably spend the majority of my watching time on my phone watching YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah.
Which is hilarious, because now it's like you can watch anything on it, but it used to just be like dudes singing and fucking Charlie Bit My Finger.
Dude, yeah. Weird dumb stuff, yeah.
Chocolate Rain. The Unforgivable videos. Numa Numa.
Mm-hmm. Numa Numa guy was ruled.
It's funny, we weren't really there for the beginning of the internet. Well, I mean, I guess we were. We were probably all alive.
I mean, sure was. Well, the beginning of the internet, no. But like...
But we were there for the beginning of like the modern...
Yeah, I had the first...
All the good stuff.
...version of America Online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You used to get the fucking shit in the mail. The ads in the mail.
Literally, they would just send you so many CDs. I mean, it was probably like, in retrospect, pretty brilliant. They just mailed floppy disks with America Online on it. Everyone had it.
Oh, man, crazy shit. We had so many of those just like CDs hanging around that we used to throw them at each other like ninja stars. Yep.
It felt wrong to throw it away. You're like, ooh, this is technology. Can't throw this away. Remember that, Aiden?
Flip a CD book.
Yeah, remember dial-up modems?
Fucking dad would be like, you're not allowed to use the internet. Can't use the internet until after 5 o'clock when I won't get any more business calls.
Oh my God, that was the worst.
That's hilarious.
You'd be online, like in a chat room, like not, you know, using swear words because you'd get in trouble for that with AOL. But then your mom would like pick up the phone because your aunt was calling and it would just disconnect you. Fucking internet.
I'm on the phone.
On the phone.
Stop.
You just be like ASL question mark? ASL question mark? Everyone just asked each other the same question. You'd be like, oh, I'm a 8-year-old male in USA.
Misfits guy 103.
Yep, 130. It would be 138. If you knew anything about the Misfits, then I would be 138.
Danzig's disciple.
Oh, man, that's so true. That's so Jared. Mighty, mighty Boston's 8-3.
Ooh, no. I was not a ska guy.
Not what I heard. Tall Dan fucking texted me before the show some notes on you.
Tall Dan doesn't know me.
Everybody was a ska guy when that first Tony Hawk Pro Skater game came out.
You're not wrong. That is kind of true. That was Real Big Fish, though, wasn't it?
I have no idea. I just know that song is like the ultimate fucking...
Yeah, I think it was Real Big Fish.
That way you thought.
But you're not wrong.
There you go. Go ahead, dude.
That's it.
Remember, and you fucking first time you got Napster, and it took like 45 minutes to download a song.
You'd have to download one. You know, download your song at like 8:30 at night so that it would be ready in the morning. And then you'd just be at school the whole day thinking about, like, oh, I can't wait to go home and listen to that one Jay-Z song.
Can't wait to go listen to Crazy Train 6 times.
Yep. Oh, so good.
Metallica's pretty fucking lame for taking that away from the world, dude.
A lot of good that did. Now they just have
streaming.
Spotify. And they get like 2 cents per 1,000 listens or something.
Hey.
Lars Ulrich.
That's right.
Oh, Neil Young's back on Spotify.
Oh, did you need money or something?
Kind of what it sounded like.
Guy's a douche.
Rogan's podcast is now back on like everything.
Saw that.
And he says
Spotify podcast in huge letters on it.
He was boycott. He took his music off Spotify to boycott Joe Rogan.
Yep, and then because he wasn't going to be able to not make any money, this is what he said. He's like, well, if he's on everything, I can't boycott everything because I got to make money. So now he's back on.
What is he? I mean, I get why. I like, what does he not like about Joe Rogan so much?
It was during the pandemic when they were
talking
about the pandemic, I guess.
Yeah, ever heard of it?
Had said some anti-vax shit, probably.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he fucking said all sorts of shit.
Ever heard of it? Pandemic?
He was the king boomer.
Killed 800 people.
Fourth most deadly
6,000 people.
Pandemic in the history of human civilization, I heard.
Yeah, if you're old.
That's true.
Or really young.
Yeah.
Really thought that.
Jared's people.
Wait, old people? Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Getting Meals on Wheels served up to you.
About to get it, my AARP card.
Pauly Shore's age.
Oof. No, he's got to be older than me.
You better hope so. There it is. There's a classic keyboard.
34. Yep, you're older than me. No, fuck off.
Dude, Pauly Shore's 56? That's crazy.
Oh, man. He's not twice your age, so just saying.
He dude, Biodome, like just, Biodome feels like it was just like 10 years ago. You know?
Not for me. I was 4 when that came out.
God, this is crazy.
Yeah, dude. Chef Man, Mike? Yeah.
Chicken. Because if friends don't dance and if they don't dance.
Chicken burger. Chicken burger. Chicken burger.
Do a pretty good chicken burger.
Chicken burger. He was saying it all evil on the last
intro. I know. It was like all dark too. Like chicken the video of it. Burger. Menacing chicken burger.
All right, mate. I love you too. Chicken burger. Oh, Dollar General employees at Wisconsin store make a statement saying, we're walking out. We quit.
We quit. Fuck that hoe.
Chicken burger. Jared, were the Dollar Generals when you were growing up 10 cent stores?
Yeah, they called them five and dimes. So the thing that I will say that does age me is the Dollar Generals when I was younger. I was alive for the time when the dollar store genuinely didn't sell anything for more than a dollar. Like you could not their gimmick was that you never paid more than 99 cents for a thing in the store.
Yeah, it's like a Five Below.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's $5 and below.
I mean, they started this whole thing. Don't tell me they haven't been around 100 years.
I don't know. But yeah, dude, you used to be able to go to a Dollar General, get anything, get 10 things for under $10.
Get a pair of shoes under.
Parachute.
Parachute for the Boeing 737 MAX you're going on.
Yeah, exactly. You need those. They don't give you parachutes on the plane. Only the pilot gets that.
Chicken burger. Chicken burger.
Ooh, yuck.
Chippies. Chips. Chippies. Brilliant. Nailed it. Chicken burger.
Well,
get more chickens.
That's all I. Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. How many more? 6 more?
Probably 8.
I was going to run over one on the side of the road today. I thought of you.
A total of 8 or get yourself up to 10?
Get us up to 10.
Nice. Are you putting in another coop or just going to?
Yep. Yes, we are. We're not going to put that. That one thing is way too small.
Any of them fly the coop?
Nope, just the one that got eaten.
Damn, dude.
Are you going to get any that lay green eggs?
Yeah, we'll probably try to get ones that lay a plethora.
Colored eggs.
You think you'll eat one of the eggs and go,
I feel like, since I've gotten chickens, I've eaten less eggs than I used to.
Damn, yo. This shit's cracked.
Dude, I'll still take eggs off your hands anytime you got the ick.
Well, if we end up with the 10 chickens. You can have fucking eggs every week if you want. Because that's going to be a lot of eggs.
I'll take them. I eat 4 eggs every morning.
Yeah, right, dude. He's making it up. He's just going to take them and throw them out.
That's right. You're going to throw them at trains. You're going to throw them at the commuter rail. Yeah.
You're going to put them inside your computer.
Mail them to people. Put a stamp on it.
You should do that as an Amazon return. Just bring in a loose egg. The QR code.
Yeah, I don't know. I ordered a JVC wireless speaker, and I got this egg.
Here's the QR code for it. Go ahead.
I just want, like, I'll take a return. I don't need the speaker if you only have eggs, but like I paid a lot and it's just an egg.
Egg bit.
What else has been going on, Paul?
Not much.
Are you going to give all the new chickens like old lady names?
I don't know. Maybe this batch will have to be something else. Just so we don't overdo it, you know?
Yeah.
This batch can all be...
let's see. Former dictators.
If we get 8 chickens, how many people were in TLC?
3?
How many people were in Beyonce's thing?
Destiny's Child?
Yep.
3?
Probably 100.
6.
The entire city of Detroit.
It was 6 people in Destiny's Child? I'm saying
there's 6 people total.
Oh. I think you should name them. How many people were in Sly and the Family Stone?
That's a good question.
I think that's probably 8.
Well, I can't spell right now.
Chicken burger.
Sly and the Family Stone. How chicken many people?
Burger. Chicken burger. Chicken burger.
All right. Look at this list you have to choose from. Sly Stone, Freddie Stone, Cynthia Robinson, Jerry Martini, Larry Graham, Greg Errico,
Ellen John,
Rose Stone, Vet Stewart, Mary McKeern, I can't pronounce Irish names, Elva Mouton. That's, there you go. There's your 8. I guess you probably want to give them girl names.
Zama Zama Dun Dun.
I don't know. Name one something.
You got to name one Muhammad at least one.
Yeah, name one of them Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, the chicken.
Come on, bro. Come on, dude.
You gonna get goats this year?
Come on, dude. Come on, bro.
Probably not. It seems like a lot of work.
Name one after yourself, dude. Go big boss mode.
That's true. Paul Jr., the chicken.
Paul J. PJ. Pins.
PJ? Oh, I don't like that name anymore.
Pins would be a good chicken name.
Yeah, it would.
Chicken. Chicken burger. Dude, yeah. Chicken burger, yes.
Chicken burger is a great
name. Yeah, dude. What about that?
Sure. Yeah, I have to take it up with Shan.
She knows the video, right?
Probably not. Probably not.
Have you sent it to her every morning?
Probably never sent it to her.
Interesting.
You haven't said chicken burger around the house at all?
Nope.
Chicken burger.
What about when she asks you what you want for dinner? You don't go chicken burger.
No, I've never wanted a chicken burger. Those things.
So well, no, good. That's not.
Dude, what about a McChicken?
It's not a chicken burger.
Yeah, it is. That's what a chicken burger. If you've ever seen him eat a chicken burger, it's just like a McChicken.
Yeah. Nah. Literally, that's what it is.
Do your research, dude.
It's not like a. It's not like a ground chicken patty. That yeah. I don't even think that's a real thing. Those don't exist.
Chicken burger. You guys ever heard about that?
Not familiar. Not familiar.
Well, we're going to buy a coop.
What are you going to name the coop?
I don't
Cuticle.
Know. Coop.
Cameron, but spelled K-A-M-R-Y-N.
Probably just the coop.
Okay.
The chicken pit. 74 chicken inches long by 60 inches wide.
That's what she said.
Fuck, we're even going to put this thing.
You've got so much yard. You've got that whole leech field.
Can't put weight on that.
You can put a chicken coop weight on it.
I don't know, dude. This thing was built by Amish trained. I'd say that's an important line right there. Craftsman.
Okay.
What? Oh, the chicken coop. Send a link.
What, were they just fucking building it and doing like that? Two fingers to the eye to the people around them, like, watch me. Amish guys are making them learn how to build a coop.
Ooh, that's a nice coop. Is that thing in the front where, like, the eggs roll down so you don't even have to, like, work that hard to get the eggs?
Yep, that big thing.
Yeah, this coop sucks. I hate this coop.
That's tight. How many chickens does that hold? 11?
15.
Chickens. Whoa.
It's fucking, this coop's bad, dude. I wouldn't get this. It's a bad coop.
When I lived in New York, we used to have a lot of Amish people that lived in our town, and they would go to the bank that my friend's dad owned, and they would all speak Pennsylvania Dutch there.
Oh, dude, look at this, though. Instead of getting the coop, you could get, like,
some Skittles.
All right. Well, apparently it shows the same link as I. Get a whole bunch of. Yeah, you just get a whole bunch of Haribo gold bears.
You can't get this, dude. It's not good. It's bad.
They have a shitload of chickens.
Does it have to be white?
That's a good question. Maybe I could paint it.
Should paint it tie-dye.
I like that idea.
All right, the top review. Heavy duty. First of all, this thing is heavy. The shipper said it was 750 pounds on a pallet. You absolutely need at least two people to set it up. Three people would be even better. We had to hand carry each piece about 200 feet to set to the setup site. And you need to pay close attention to the pictures and the instructions because I'm chronically challenged at putting things together. We put the nesting boxes where the back wall was supposed to be and vice versa. Once we figured out that we went wrong, we were able to dismantle and rebuild it quickly and were practically pros at that point. However, the pieces were very heavy, so it wasn't a fun mistake to have made. It looks great and feels like it will last a long time. At one point, two adults and two very large dogs were inside of it. And while we put the finishing touches on with screws, it was exceptionally sturdy and held us without any concerns that the floor would collapse. I was impressed. That was a
we're going to build a rainwater collection system off the back of it.
I like that. I support that.
Use that to water the chickens with.
This one says, "This is a very well-built chicken coop. It did take guys to put it together, and it was very heavy for them. I love that the manufacturer puts locks on the doors, including where to pick up the eggs. The assembly was easy because you can see they tested the pieces before shipment to make sure everything fits perfectly with an exclamation point. I would definitely recommend this coop to those looking for something durable and dependable." So this is kind of a direct contradiction to the other guy's report, which was that you had to pay close attention to the instructions. This one was that it was very easy. Very sturdy coop. We set it up. We set it on site because of the weight. It isn't a hard setup, but the pieces are very heavy. I would recommend 3 to 4 people. We added a heavy gauge wire to the windows to prevent predators from getting in. We are going to add the over easy run in the near future.
Okay.
Should we just round it out and read the last review?
Yeah, you gotta. There's some one stars on there.
There's a one star review and I can't find it.
I won't show them to you because they probably didn't write anything.
Yeah, they didn't write anything.
I told you, dude. Yeah, be careful. That coop sucks, dude.
I suggest this coop if anyone doesn't have time or resources to build a coop from scratch. Fuck you. Quality work and reasonable price, and it was delivered right to my driveway. My chickens and I love it. I said go for it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're going to get.
It's got a warranty.
This fucking Costco, if the thing sucks, you can just return it.
Chef Mike told me that thing sucks, dude. Yeah, be careful. You know what you should get?
Chef Mike needs to get better songs.
Dude, you should get 2 boxes. Just tape them together and you're good to go.
That's true. I mean, think about it. Chickens survived for...
They're in egg cartons, bro. They're good.
Years and years before coops existed. Probably at least like 10 years.
Just put them in your basement, dude.
They'll get wet.
Yeah, true.
It's a good call. That'd be hilarious. You're just like, yo, I got mad chickens in my basement. So your basement's destroyed.
you just open the door just and ruined. Just throw seeds down there. Hold on, I gotta feed my chickens.
So much shit down there. Just fucking running all over and shitting all over the place.
Yeah, fuck all that. Chickens are pretty gross.
Are you gonna ever kill one and eat it?
Good question.
Nah.
Damn.
If I get any more roosters, I'm just gonna put them up on Facebook again.
I mean, you said that guy came in like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Bro, my phone hadn't even acknowledged that the post was made yet, and he already commented on it.
He's like, yo, I've been looking for these for mad long.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I like eating them, so.
He can do whatever he wants, right? Ooh.
I don't give a fuck. He could have as many as he wants. Roosters suck.
Those ones are the ones that wake you up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they actually do it?
Did the roosters wake me up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Really? Damn.
You go to Tractor Supply Co., you can't be like, hey, are these, like, it's like buying seeds. You're just like, it's a crapshoot whether you get hens or roosters.
Kind of, because they say that they're sexed just like seeds. And then you might end up with some males.
Damn. You ended up with like 6 males.
Yeah, I don't know. You might. You can buy straight run or sexed. And Tractor Supply is just kind of like known that you're going to get.
They're going to always sell these things for $3.
Yeah, bro, this is a hardware store and we just have a big old bucket of chicks here. Yeah. Are you serious right now?
Dude, pretty much. No.
The one kid told me that they can, he's like, dude, they can eat anything. Like they could eat cigarette butts.
Isn't that awesome?
He's like, yeah, dude, they just eat all my, like, used up Zin.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was hilarious. He's just like, yeah, you feed him basically anything. You'd feed him cigarette butts.
I was like, slap him around, dude. You're good.
I don't think I'm going to do that. But
like, I definitely agree they might eat them, but I don't think that's food.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that, but I guess I get it.
Dude, that, whatever. Just feed him like broken glass, sand.
Basically goats. You can feed him anything.
Mardi Gras wigs. They really like Mardi Gras wigs.
Yeah. The only thing that's like super annoying about them is they try to peck you.
Yeah.
Like you'll like turn your back on them and all of a sudden they run at you.
I'm surprised in the entire year now there hasn't been an oops where Marlo got out and just murdered them.
Murdered them.
Oh, actually, one time he did get out. I opened the garage and he just like ran out.
Oh, no.
And when I went out, he was just standing there and the chickens were standing there and they're all just staring at each other. And I whistled to him. It came back to me. I think he was like, what the fuck are these things?
Interesting.
Yeah, he's not. He's lunged at him before, obviously, but.
Yo, Paul, you should order one of these too.
Gold or silver.
Just get the iced out Star David, dude.
Be like that football player.
Oh yeah, Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
Dude, I could literally type in anything and Costco's gonna have it, huh?
Yeah, most likely.
I'm typing.
Wait, what is it?
AK-47.
I could get a dragon pendant.
Oh, sick.
Dragon pendy.
It's expensive.
No, they don't have AK-47s on here. Dude, what a fucking sham. They have Tampa Bay Rays tickets on here? What the fuck? How crazy is that?
They got everything.
Jim Harbaugh autographed championship helmet? What the fuck? Have you ever had caviar?
Yeah.
So that was gross. It's like, yeah.
It's like weird, slimy, salty tastes fish. Like
fish? Ew.
Tastes like fish, slimy texture, salty, kind of gritty. It's gross. There's no reason. There's no reason rich people should like it other than that it's expensive.
Is it about on the top of sushi a lot? Or is that just...
It's roe. Yeah, it's like a kind... It's fish eggs. So yeah, if you've ever had those, it's kind of similar. But like beluga caviar, like caviar from a sturgeon, is like a little bit bigger, but it's just fucking nasty.
What about like the weird orange ones?
Yeah, that's... Well, the small ones are flying fish. And then the bigger ones are salmon. But those are gross, too.
Yeah, so all those celebrity people that are just throwing that on everything, you're just losers.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Gross.
You ever have a sea urchin?
Yep.
Is it good?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't know. I had it like an Italian restaurant once. I just thought it was, again, I just thought it was kind of gross, like... Texture is like Play-Doh, but it's really like, you know, like salty and I don't know, not for me.
Ugh.
You ever had foie gras?
Foie gras is really good.
Yeah, it is.
You gotta feel bad about eating it.
It is real good. Tried it at that place, Barcelona. My friend used to be a bartender there until he, lost his job because people from the bar across the street, there's like a Mexican bar across the street,
mm-hmm.
came in when he was working one time and he served them and then they didn't tip. And he went out and he was like, you guys are pieces of shit. You work in the industry and you don't tip. Then he got fired.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Well, he was also like the dude I bought weed from, so he was fine.
We got along.
Yeah, went over to his house. He was like, dude, can you believe that shit? I mean, kind of. You like yelled at a customer. I don't know. I probably would have fired you.
Oh, yeah, dude. People like that are always like shocked that their
can you believe that shit, dude?
Behavior was like that there was consequences for their actions.
Paul, would you do? Could you do a get ready with me tomorrow morning for us?
No.
Just do a little one.
Gotta be quiet in the morning, dude. Baby's asleep, wife's asleep.
All right, I'm getting up right now. Pretty tired from the podcast.
What time do you get up when you have to be at work at 5:30? 3 a.m.
Work at 5:30. I get up at
4:30.
And it takes me like 5 minutes to get to work.
Do you have to be up tomorrow at 5:30, or do you have to be there at 5:30?
Be up.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's not as bad.
Yeah, I don't have to be in until like 6:45 or so.
Oh, it's a late day for you. Why do you still have to be there that early in the winter? Why can't you do like fucking 8 o'clock?
Well, because now we really started. We brought guys back and shit.
Oh, okay.
Dude, it's going to be 62 degrees tomorrow. I don't know if you know this, but it's spring.
Oh, God.
I'll only be outside. I'll be out there for a few hours, and I got to come home. Shannon's got a doctor's appointment.
Everyone's champing at the bit to get back on the links up here.
You guys are going to get a random-ass snowstorm in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's what I keep saying.
Not safe until Mother's Day.
Yeah, and that's not even a real holiday.
It's true.
That's going to be out, dude. The Mother's Day is gone away. Every day is Mother's Day, if you think about it.
Kiss ass.
What's on the breakfast menu tomorrow, Paul? Bagel?
Four eggs.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Four hard-boiled eggs. No salt, no pepper.
Yes, dude. No water. Just munching them. Trying to get munching them
down. Munching on eggs. Peeling them in front of people. Just throwing the eggshells on the ground.
Yeah, one's caught on your finger. Just waving it around, trying to flip it off.
Open mouth chewing.
Fresh. Just go out there, grab two eggs, throw them in the pot.
Yep. They probably make a thing, like a thing, battery-powered, like hard-boiling egg machine that you could put in your car. You could just grab them on your way, you know, out the door, and then they'd be ready by the time you got to work.
Yeah, I've been sketch on the air fryer.
Sketch on it? Why? Tell me more, because I'm using mine all the time.
I haven't trusted them when I've read all the... like warnings they have to come with.
What does that mean? Elaborate.
I think it's like the same thing that's in the bad pans or in the air fryer.
Oh, fuck. It's the fucking PCBs or whatever.
It has to be, right? Because like it's fucking black in there. It has a weird coating.
And nothing sticks to it, no matter how much cheese you allow to melt on it, it just slips right off. Yeah, I agree with you.
Because it has all those warnings on it from when I was trying to buy one from Walmart, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to buy this. It was on all of them. I was like, fuck this, dude.
The one you and your wife got for me, I use all the time, and it's great, but sorry, it's fine. It has crossed my mind. Is this making me retarded?
It might be.
I mean, if you think about, like, how my brain has been the last like 18 months. It's not a bad theory.
Okay. This is making me retarded. I'm not.
Can't stop though.
That's fucking hilarious. Feel good though. Probably feel good if you're retarded.
Air fryer safety. I mean, I don't use any like anything that would scratch the nonstick, but does the nonstick leach into your food when it's just being blasted at like 600 degrees?
It has to, dude, right?
Experts have identified cancer-related chemicals.
Oh, man, I didn't even look into it this far.
Related to high levels of certain chemicals found in some air fryers. Several models of air fryer. I mean, this is a thing, though. Like, what if I have the Boeing 757 Max of air fryers?
You might have it, dude.
No, you got me a good one. It's like a Instapot.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
I had one before, dude. I sketched myself out.
You threw it away?
Yeah, I threw my air fryers away.
Hmm.
You know how I am. Just one day I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Yeah, I know exactly. For me.
I threw away my saucepan the other day because it was the coating on it was scratched. So I was like, fuck this shit. I'm not using this no more. I threw it away.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to pretty much never use nonstick pans anymore.
Yeah, I just use cast iron and one of those weird marble ones that are non-toxic.
Oh, the ceramic ones, yeah.
Like, yeah, this will probably just explode because it's ceramic eventually, but I'll rather take this. You think, it blows my mind that there's everybody, like, there's probably 80% of the nation uses just those nonstick ones still.
Dude, I mean, my 20s, I mean, before, I guess in theory you knew, but everyone was like, use so many scratched up fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Nonstick pans because you just didn't think about it. And I even remember, like, I distinctly remember one time, like, cooking pasta and there being like little black flecks in it. And like, that's probably the nonstick coming off, but just not like you have this intuition or you have this like assumption, which is stupid, obviously, now that you know that Boeing would literally murder somebody to avoid getting in trouble. Where you're like, they wouldn't let me cook food on something that could poison me. Like, they wouldn't let me do that. But it's like, yeah, of course they would. So now I think about that shit all the time.
Yep.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And all the shit they get away with when they're like, this is safe. No one would ever lick the lid of a yogurt container. You're like, everyone does that. Everyone licks the lid.
Clutch City, baby.
We did it.
All right. We'll end this so Pops can get some sleep tonight. Shout out. Shout out everybody out there. Shout out all the single mothers.
Shout out. Shout out Peeps.
Shout out Chef Mike. Get a new song, bro.
Dude, shout out Chef Mike. Let's go.
Everyone follow Chef Mike on Instagram. Chef
Mike, Eating with Mike, at Eating with Mike.
At Eating with Mike.
Don't listen to what Paul says. He's just a hater.
Yeah, remember Paul hates Robin Williams.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, bye.
Hello.